The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 22, 1974, in Hyderabad, India.
What we should inform to the people in the land.
I try to remember that Lord Chaitanya, he informed that the purpose of all Vedic literatures is to acquaint people with their relationship which they've forgotten with God, to teach them how to engage themselves in that relationship, and to understand that the goal was to come to pure love of God. So when I speak, I try to bring that into it also, because we are actually speaking from Shastra. So we should acquaint people with the principles of devotional service. Tell them that they have forgotten God, that they must serve God, and practically how they can do it.
Well, they will say that they have not forgotten God. We go to church regularly, and the Mahavajans will say that we go to mosque. So why we have forgotten God?
Going to church or mosque, when we're speaking to the people, we don't discourage that they change their religion or anything.
No. Your charge is that they have forgotten God. They will answer that we have not forgotten God. We are going to church. We are going to our mosque. Why you have forgotten God?
Because they're not serving Him. They're not actively serving Him. They're engaging themselves. You see, practically, that some people say they are theists.
What is the meaning of service?
Service means a relationship of serving out of love. But people are simply serving their stomach.
If I'm God's love, then why am I coming to church?
We're educating in what is God. They go to church, but they don't know what is the idea of God. You ask them.
Whatever it may be, when I offer my prayer, I remember there is some God. I may not have clear idea. I got my own conception of God.
There are symptoms if you... We don't discourage, as Panchajivita Maharaj says, but if you're following God, the best religion is that which develops love of God.
Yeah.
So in your life...
That is the answer. If I'm got love for God, then why am I coming to church? No, because I've got love for God, therefore I'm coming to church. That time I could have earned some money.
But we're also teaching that this love is not just based on sentimentality. Love is also practical. Just like in this world, when there is relationship between man and woman, there is a practical exchange of love. It's not simply that love is only based on words. Also, one is based on actions. We can judge how much a man is developing love by what his activities are. Now, going to church
What you have found in me, that you have concluded that I have no love for God. What you have seen in me.
I have not concluded that when I speak to this person, I do not say I had concluded that you have no love of God.
You say that you have charged, but on what account you say like that? What I have done?
Because you go to church only for 1 hour all week.
Maybe.
The rest of the time is not spent serving God.
But that does not mean that I do not love God.
Well, we don't criticize your love of God, but it can be increased. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, always think of Him in whatever you do during your work, during the week. We can teach you how to, if you like to go to church, that shows you have some affection for God. We can teach you how, wherever you are, to think of Krishna.
This is not proper answer.
Then if you have love of God, and we are also spreading this this consciousness of love of God all over the whole world to people who have not developed that love, then you should willingly engage yourself in supporting this work.
That we are also preaching. Mahamudana should say, we preaching. We take also soul sometimes. If we do not believe in God, we cut his throat.
But we have also got our practice.
The Christian missionaries, they all say that we are also going all over the world. We have met so many people.
We have also got our work, and we show them.
How do you say that you are better than him? He's there also doing it, maybe. It depends on degrees. But we are also doing it something.
If the person is having love of God, though, then his love is not simply confined to his own work. You say you're having love of God. We are also spreading this movement all over the world, so God is one.
No, we are also preaching Christianity all over the world. Our number of Christians is higher than your number of devotees. Our preaching is better than yours.
We ourselves are coming from Christian country, and we see that the entire society is so-called Christian. But
do you mean to say entire society is after you?
Pardon me?
Can you prove that the entire society is after you only?
We have got our society, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
That's all right. We have got our society. But we are also preaching, and we have got many countries, you have got devotees, Christians. Number of Christians is greater than your number of Vaishnava devotees.
So we're only requesting you to chant Hare Krishna.
Huh?
We're only requesting you to chant Hare Krishna.
That is a process only. You are requesting chant Hare Krishna, or you are requesting prayer. Give us our deliverance.
You're taking it all.
That is also prayer. This is chanting. And that is prayer. So there is no difference.
But when we chant Hare Krishna, we are praying to God, please let me serve you.
That is already settled. We are also serving. We are preaching Christianity.
So then is there the work we are doing, God is one, we are all serving God, then there should be no objection to assisting us in propagating this love of God all over the world. You are already saying that.
No, where is the love of God? That is already answered. That we have also love of God.
If you love someone, what are you doing? What is the aspect of your personal life?
No, what we are not doing. What you are doing.
Our engagement is 24 hours.
That may be. One may be engaged 24 hours, one may be engaged for 8 hours. That does not mean you cannot say that I have no love for God.
Predicted in the Shastra that this method of chanting the holy name of God will be accepted by everyone in the world.
Oh, that may be in your Shastra.
So we are.
But what is it? Extra thing. You are chanting the Shastra. We also go to the church and sing hymns also.
The fact that you do not know God is. You do not know how God works.
No, I know. In my own way.
That is not sufficient. You should develop, become educated.
But what is the use of having sufficient? What is the distinction? That we have got sufficient love and therefore there is
I may not have sufficient love, but one who does, he'll increase everywhere.
But then if you have no sufficient love, you cannot preach. Why you are preaching for me? You just show me example.
you may be a very good example, but we see most of the Christians do not even follow the teachings. For example,
here you have come to the real point. Yes, he has come to the point. That is the point. If you love God, then why you disobey His order? That means you do not love Him. That is the real point. Is that you love God for getting something from Him. But we do not love God for getting something. This is another point. Now the first point is this. This is a very important point. That if you love God, why you are becoming disobedient to the orders of God? That is the most important thing.
But if the man says, I am Muslim, how you can say I am disobedient to the laws of God? I am following my own religion.
Huh?
I am a Muslim. No. I am not disobedient.
Then we shall come to the Muslim till next. First of all, let us start with the Christian.
He also says he's allowed to kill animals.
Huh?
We're always arguing with them. They say they are following. They're allowed to kill animals.
I'm accepting Christ, therefore I'm saved.
Hmm?
I am accepting Christ, therefore I'm saved. I am following closely Christianity.
No. If you love God, then why you are disobeying His order? That is my charge, first thing. God says, thou shalt not kill. But why you are killing? This is the charge I give to the Christian.
Yes,
yeah. There they are captured.
But everybody is killing.
Hare Krishna.
Killing. Vegetables are also alive.
Everyone, we are not talking of everyone. We are talking of you. You love God, you know. So, why you are killing? Killing, there is open declaration, thou shalt not kill. So, you are deliberately disobeying. Then why is it happening?
Even if I become vegetarian, still I will become...
No, that is not question. God says that you shall not kill. But you are killing. Where is your love? You cannot argue with God. Then you do not love. You cannot put your argument, logic, what God has said I must do. That is love.
But God did not mean us not to eat.
Huh?
God did not mean us not to eat.
God did not. That means you have to eat only meat. You have nothing to eat.
But if you eat a plant, it is also killing.
That is your argument. But God says that thou shalt not kill. You cannot argue. This is the first theory. Suppose if I say something to order, you cannot argue. That is not obedience. Obedience means without argument, that's all. That is obedience. That is love.
Claims to be pious, but he approaches God for material reward.
Yeah, that is business. That is not love. I go to somebody, flatter him, difficult to get something. Just like a shopkeeper does also like that. He fetters the customer in so many ways to sell goods so that he can make some profit. So there is no question of love.
I am following Jesus Christ, but I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I am following Jesus Christ, but I'm a vegetarian. So that's all right, isn't it?
I'm following your system.
But I'm a vegetarian. I do not eat meat. I don't kill. I do not kill.
Oh, therefore I'm a better Christian. Better than you.